are grateful. We're a grateful people. We're grateful for all that you've done for us. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for it, Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I have put people in places. I have assigned people to places. I have assigned you to this place. I put you here for purpose. And the purpose is to be a receiver, to receive heaven into the earth, to receive heaven and release it into the earth. I have many plans, and the plans will come to pass, and they will come to pass through your words and through your hands. Do not despair. Do not fall back. Do not listen to the enemy. For my plans will go forth. My plans will come true. I have given you authority in this land. Use it. Watch what you can do. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are not bringing up the rear. You're on the front line. Know it. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, thank you for that, Lord. You know, church, we're not earning anything. Jesus did it all. We're not earning anything. And we don't come to church for God's love so that he'll love us. We come to church so we'll love God. That's just the truth. You come to church and it keeps you flowing and moving and the body flowing. Amen. And it causes you to be able to produce the love of God. Amen. And so we're grateful for that today. We're not here because we're like, well, God will love me if I come. God will love you if you go wherever. He loves you, period. There's nothing on that. You're not earning it, this. What's happening is when you come here, you're learning and you're loving God and his people. That's the will of God. Hebrews 10 says that you should not, 10:32-23. Do not forsake yourself. Yeah, we had to see the verse first. Do not forsake yourself, the assembling together. Well, what does that mean? See, it's not you're forsaking God, it's forsaking yourself to not attend. Because we have to be together to get what we need to get done. Now, I know I'm obviously preaching to the choir here, but I just want to encourage you. You've made the right decisions in life. You made the right decisions to be a part of a local church. Amen. And I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for this group of people, this family, because you truly do love God and you truly love each other. And that's maybe rare in the earth, even in some churches. A lot of churches are squabbling. But I'm grateful that we're strife-free. We're walking in love. And we understand what we're doing. Amen. If you need prayer in your body, if you'll come down here right now, in your body, on your body, we'll pray for you right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus is the healer and he heals now. Praise God. Hallelujah. All you have to do is receive it. Isn't that what the prophecy just said? The prophecy just told us, I'll put you in the earth to receive. You receive your healing. That's just another testimony for someone to know they can be healed. Amen. Healing always comes. It always comes. It belongs to you. There were people who were asking Jesus, if it be your will, I'll heal you. And he said, I will. And that never changed. That never changed. He's still the healer today. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for healing right now. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for healing in the name of Jesus. Yeah, good receiver. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. From the top of her head to the soles of her feet. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. One touch from Jesus is just like one word. It can change your life forever. Thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, you may be seated. Thank you, Jesus. God is good. Praise God. Are you grateful for Bonnie?
Yes.
What are you doing? We had so much fun with that girl. Evidently, a lot of the world did because we enjoyed hearing about it here and there. Praise the Lord. Well, please welcome Susanna Reynolds.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Pastor. It's an honor. It's time to receive our offering. Let's receive it. Let's read this together. Lord, I bring my tithe and offering to you as an act of worship. I honor you with my tithe and offering today as the source of my supply. As a tither, I declare the windows of heaven are open unto me this day. I receive blessings being poured out to me in such a manner that I do not have room enough to receive it. I receive the promise of the scripture that protects those who tithe. No devourer or destroyer is allowed access to steal my harvest in Jesus' name. As a giver, I stand in the promise that says, as I give, it is given unto me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, people are always giving to me because I'm a giver. I declare I always have more than enough, excess and overflow, and every need I will ever have shall be provided for in Jesus' name. I am wearing the blessing. I am wearing a mantle of increase. I prophesy increase and overflow. I decree that each year my finances grow to another level of increase and abundance in Jesus' name. Amen. If you want to text to give, text VCHL and the amount you want to give to 73256. Click the link and complete your gift.
Thank you. Ushers, please minister to the people. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. We'll give him just a minute. This is the part of the service where some people have sing a special. And so I just want y'all to know we don't. Praise the Lord. God is good. Please welcome Jordan Schaefer.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. All right, so Pastor asked me to spend a few minutes with you this morning talking about gratefulness. So I'm going to spend a little bit of time, and the focus here is going to be that our thankfulness and gratitude directly impact the effectiveness of our prayers. And we're going to set the table with Philippians 4:6. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, be by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. The Passion Translation of this verse says, offer your faith-filled requests before God with overflowing gratitude. Psalm 104 in the Passion Translation says, you can pass through his open gates with the password of praise. That means it's required, right? Come right into his presence with thanksgiving. Thankfulness is the direct way to commune with God. As it was said last week and several times before, gratitude and anxiety can't be in the same space, right? They're polar opposites. They're not simultaneous, like faith and fear, right? So with gratitude, you bypass the limitation of your own emotional conditions in a situation and force your emotions to get in line with your spirit and what the spirit needs to do. Complaining undermines your faith. Complaining only happens when we are more mindful of our problems than we are of God. It is impossible to complain when you are more aware of the goodness of God than you are of your problem. We are told to rejoice always. In the original text, always is always. There's no doubt there what he wants us to do. We must choose joy in all situations we face. There's a lot of times where you're like, man, I don't really feel like it. Yeah. Joy stuff, right? But that's why it's a choice. It would not have to be a command if it was natural. If we want to grow in spiritual things and work with God's weighty presence, we have to flex our muscle. It's not always a fun or easy thing to do. It's just like working out. Those first few gym trips are tough to get in the car, right? Tough to get into the building. And the reps themselves are tough because you're flabby, right? And it's tough. So, but the more you work at it, the more times you go, the more times you force yourself, right, to go, you're going to be able to lift that weight easier. So we always have opportunities to choose daily. It happens all the time. I've already had like three times this morning to be able to choose. And I already failed one of them, so I'm learning here. You know, one of them is you're going down the freeway. There's three lanes, right? Everybody has their lane. The fast lane, that's normally where Danny's speeding off. The middle lane for those that are undecided. And then the Sunday driver. Yeah, that's me. Yeah, that's me. And someone passes you no matter what lane you're in. And that's fine. It's okay. Everybody to each their own. But then they slide in front of you and then slow down. Right? It's not a big deal, but it's wrong. Right? But in that moment, you have a choice, right? You have a choice to choose joy or get even. No, just kidding. Complain or choose joy. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. It's choosing joy. It wouldn't have been commanded if it wasn't within reach of a choice. Joy is always available and within reach. Philippians 4:6 says, pray without ceasing with thankfulness. So what does thankfulness do? It provides the context to keep our prayers in focus. Our goal should never be to pray an empty prayer, just going through the motions to check a box. We should be praying with the goal to bring effective change. Our prayers should impact and bring change in our homes, our schools, communities, and the world. And we should be praying and seeing God move because of it. Are expecting it. Thankfulness keeps prayers on target. And why is that? It's because it keeps it about Him. With gratitude, our prayers come from a place of acknowledgement instead of a place of desperation. The strength of a prayer is not to complain or bellyache about the problem. It's that you joined your heart with His to see His will and His purposes worked out in the earth. Thankfulness keeps us engaged with precision. If we stay more conscious of our needs instead of our blessings, we can find us praying out of a hole, right, instead of heavenly places. Are we praying from a place of desperation or from our high seat of authority? Thankfulness hones that all in. A thankful heart brings breakthrough and refines the focus of our prayer. Amen.
Thank you, Jordan. That was good. I love being in the company of people that preach with the word flabby and bellyache. Praise the Lord. My kind of guy. Praise the Lord. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 15:57. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood applied. Hallelujah. I'm thankful to get today. I'm thankful for good friends. I'm thankful for people that we love getting to be with them. I'm saying it wrong. We get to be with people that we love. Thank y'all, you two, for helping us. Thank you, Jesus. I want to say just before I start that I am thankful for all of Mrs. Brim's children. Yeah. We were with Shelly on Thursday night, and she is such a solid teacher, isn't she? It was a wonderful time. It was good, wasn't it? And what I love about them is they have their path. They know what they're carrying, and where they go, they deliver it. Yeah. And it's deliberate. It's very specific. And so I'm grateful for the Brim family. Okay, 1 Corinthians 15:57. Thank God that he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank him for the victory. Amen. God gives us victory through Jesus. These are verses from the Apostle Paul. There were people questioning at this time. They were questioning the resurrection of the dead, the resurrection of the saints. There were groups of people that did not believe in the resurrection. You all know that. Okay, so he's talking about it. And in these verses, he's telling the people, we have victory over death. Now, 1 Corinthians 15:50, I'm going to back up there where you are. Now, this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. Church, Bonnie's not sleeping in the grave. Virginia's not sleeping in the grave. Your family, your friends, they're not sleeping that have gone on. They've gone on. They're not sleeping in the grave. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Now, these bodies that we're wearing right now cannot put on the glory like they are. Walk with me a little bit and you'll see what I mean. The truth is we all want the manifestation of the glory in our lives. And we've seen it. We've been in it. We've been in some clouds. We've been in the fall down stuff. We've been in the jump around. We've done all sorts of things. We've felt the glory and the power of God. We've been in places where no one could utter a word. Thousands of people sitting together under the heavy presence of God. Just in our little church in Lockhart, there were people out all over the place all the time because we were having a move of God there. That's about the time of the things of Toronto and Pensacola and those types of things. We had a move of God right there in Lockhart. And I've seen that several times in my life. But if his glory in the form that he's in his glory came full force, our bodies would break into pieces. They would absolutely crumble into dust. Since the time of Adam, we would not be able to hold that kind of glory in these bodies because Adam lost the glory. God removed the glory from him because he would have crumbled into pieces. The glory was his earth suit. That's what he was wearing. They weren't naked. They were wearing God's glory. Right. Amen. And when they realized they didn't have that glory anymore, they went out and tried to sew up some leaves, you know. Mm-hmm. Amen. But they couldn't handle it. The glory is powerful. And so God, it would be just like if Jesse couldn't hug Bo anymore. That'd be hard. But if God would have hugged Adam on that day, it'd been over. He had taken his earth suit off. He had moved away from the glory. He had to, because God is light and life and goodness and power, and Adam had agreed with sin. So Adam actually became born again the other way. Can I say it like that? He became sin. Now, I want to say this to you right now. I thought about where we should go with this. You were born a sinner. Am I right? So, I mean, don't get the picture like, well, I was a baby and then finally one day I sinned and so then I sinned and then I sinned and then I sinned and so now I'm a sinner. No, it was your nature. Yeah. You started crying for that pacifier and you were mad if you didn't get it. It was your nature, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. Give me that binky, you know? Mm-hmm. But isn't that just the truth? I want what I want and I want it now. Yeah. That's the sin nature right there, right? Amen. Some of you are like, Pastor, you stop talking about me. No. So, but the thing is, I want you to get that your spirit is perfect. It can handle the glory. Yeah. Holy Spirit's living inside of you right now. If you have done this, if you have confessed with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe that God raised him from the dead. If you believe his Lord, he is Lord and you've said it, you had a time when you were born again. And when you were born again, something happened to you on the inside. You changed. You became alive. And listen, contrary to some doctrines, you're not a sinner. You're not an old sinner saved by grace. No, that's not your title. Do you sin? Yeah, sure. Yeah, because we're not totally sanctified and fixed up. But you're not a sinner. You're a born-again child of God. I want to say that just so make sure you get a little background on that. Somebody might be new and needs to hear that. So your spirit can handle it, but your body's still corruptible. So it's going to be changed one day and it'll put on incorruption. So God will give us all the glory right now that we can handle. And it's a lot. We can handle quite a bit and you should practice. Amen. That's just awesome in itself. So I can tell you that in my past that have been in meetings where I thought my flesh was going to melt off my body. The anointing was so strong. I can remember walking the aisle at a Benny Hinn meeting and I didn't know how I would ever make it to the front because the power of God was so strong in those days. And I know some of you have seen that too. I'm looking forward to having that right here. I'm looking forward to the glory being so strong that nobody has to lay hands on anyone. You come in the door and get saved, healed, delivered, everything changes because the glory of God is manifesting. Your soul will make a change. Thank you, Jesus, because of the power of God. That's happened many times in the earth church, and it'll happen again. Now, this said right here, thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. We're still working on an attitude of gratitude. And I just wanted to mention to you today some things that we should be grateful for. And this is the biggest thing that we should be grateful for. I'm going to tell you right now. Do you want to know? Okay. Thank God Jesus has given us victory over death. Amen. That's the big thing. Victory over death. We all know that the wages of sin are death. That's why I talked about what I talked about. We all know that we've sinned and that we've inherited this nature from Adam. But then thank God for Jesus. Jesus' blood came in and washed that away out of you. He didn't cover it. He canceled it. That you're not that person anymore. Praise the Lord. So thank God for Jesus. He got the victory over sin. He put it away by the sacrifice of himself. He finished it and he made an end to it. Praise the Lord. It reigned over us before we were born again and it still hangs around. Amen. Praise God. But it's lost its damning power. It doesn't have any effect on you. It doesn't have to. Now, I understand that if you want to go play in the mud, you'll get muddy. Okay. Right. If a skunk is your best friend, there's a chance you might smell like one. Right. Right. But you're not cursed. You may swim around with it a little bit or the lie of it, but you yourself, you are not cursed.
That is right.
You choose life and you choose to live in that curse. Don't let the devil cheat you out of that. You are in the blessing. You are not cursed. Amen.
Right.
Why? Why? Because Galatians 3 says, what does it say? Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. So that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Goyim, on us, the Gentiles. And that's what's happened.
Yeah.
We have the blessing on us because we believe what Jesus did. So you exchanged your life. You exchanged your sinner life for the life in Christ. And it's a totally different life. And it includes victory over death.
Yeah.
Amen. Y'all receive that today?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. So Jesus obtained a victory over the law, did he?
Yes.
He stopped its mouth. He answered all of its demands. He has been made under and subject to it. He has obeyed its precepts and bore its penalty. He did it all. He obeyed it and did not fail and yet bore the penalty for not obeying it for you. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. So we have victory over death. Now, the word in that context, 1 Corinthians 15:55 there says this, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God which give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So thank you, Jesus. That whichever way my body will go, rapture or grave, whichever way it's going to go, I will never die.
Glory.
I'm not going to die. Why? Because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. When you take your last breath, you are going to go somewhere. Amen. Or you're all going to fly away with us at the rapture. If you held your legs together, put your arms out, you might look like a plane when you go.
Yeah.
That's an old joke. Praise the Lord. Okay, so thanks be to God for that. Now, Psalm 9:1 says, I will give thanks, O Lord, with all my heart. I will tell about the miracles you have done. I will find joy and be glad about you. I will make music to praise your name, O Most High. When my enemies retreat, when they retreat, they will stumble and die in your presence. Now, the greatest enemy, I'm going to tell you what the greatest enemy is. Fear of death. Fear of death is the greatest enemy to humans, Christian and non-humans. That's the greatest one. So, that enemy is turned back for us. Now, see, you're not afraid of flying. You're afraid of dying. You see, you're not. People are.
Yeah.
People are like, oh, I'm afraid to go. I don't want to get on a plane. I'm afraid of, no, they're afraid they'll die.
Mm-hmm.
That the plane will go down and they'll die. See? Well, I don't want to get close to an edge because if I fall off, I'll die. You're afraid of dying. Fear of edges, you know. Whatever it is. The people that have claustrophobia, it's a fear that then they get locked up in something that they'll lose it and they'll be gone. If fear always relates back to fear of death. And you see what I mean by that. So I want to tell you something important now. If you don't get anything else, get this right here. Fear isn't reaction to external circumstances. It is not. It is a spiritual force. And it comes with an influence.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
So it's not just, when something scares you. That is backed by a spiritual force that puts forth an influence. Listen to me, church. You do not have a fountain of fear in you.
Amen.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You have a fountain of faith in you. It it is coming from outside, but it's not outside like circumstances. It's oppression of the enemy. Yeah. That's why don't hide behind the door and jump out and scare your children. It is not funny. Don't go scaring people. It's not right. Like, yeah, but it's so much fun. It's not that fun to your kid. Don't hold your little cousin under the water.
No.
That's the devil. And you're cooperating with the devil. Amen. Has someone ever held you under the water? And you were like, oh my God. When you were a little kid, you thought you would die. When something scares you, that spirit of fear comes. I have family members, particularly one, that her bigger brothers hid her in a closet, locked her in a closet, and it caused her a lot of trouble for many years. Many years. They thought it was funny. She was in the dark, closed in, afraid, and that fear made her afraid of the dark. I'm not afraid of the dark. I walk out in my pasture at nighttime in the dark without a flashlight. I'm just not afraid. And we always watch our steps, you know, for we need to. You always teach your children that. But when what you don't teach your children things like this. Now, honey, if you step out in front of that car, it'll kill you. That's not how you do it. You say, honey, that car weighs 3,800. Is that about right? 3,800 pounds? Okay. And you need to respect that car. So this is how we learn to do this. Respect things that could hurt you. But you do not teach people or your children to fear.
Yeah.
Why are people afraid of dogs? Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord. Okay, I'll just move on with that. Y'all look straight ahead now. So fear can just leave now. So it is not just external circumstance. It is a spiritual force, and it begins on the inside of you, and it is totally destructive. It is Satan's primary weapon.
Right. Yeah.
This is what he uses. He moves in response to fear like God moves in response to faith.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
So if you want your kids to grow up in faith, if you want to grow up in faith, stop the fear. Stop the teaching of the fear.
Right.
Stop the worry.
Yeah.
If you want your children to live long and live strong, stop worrying yourself.
Yes.
Yeah. Job worried and worried and worried and worried and worried and worried and did extra sacrifices and he worried 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 and his whole family died. Because Satan got in. God didn't have to let Satan in. Job let Satan in. Amen. Stop worrying. Well, I don't know how. Well, I've told you this 9,000 times. I'll tell you again. Words fight thoughts. When you notice yourself worrying, you say, no, that's not my thought. And you shut it down. And start thanking God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We needed to hear this today, didn't we? It's pretty good. Now, so he challenges the promises of God with fear. That's what he does. You're not going to get healed. Everybody else in the healing line got healed, but you're not. No, you received the same healing that everybody else did. You don't prosper like Pastor and Jesse and Cherie are prospering. You're not. That's a lie. You can prosper just like everybody else. You can prosper just like everybody else.
Yep.
You have all the same promises. Amen. That they have. You just have to receive them and get the fear out. Now, there's an excellent example of this in Matthew's gospel, and that is where Peter walks on the water. Here comes Jesus. Peter's like, if that's really you, bid me come to you. Jesus said, come. So Peter starts walking on the water. And so he saw Jesus. And so he's walking on the water. He's in faith. Then he sees the wind, or feels the wind boisterous. And when he sees the wind boisterous, he going down. He starts going down. What from? Fear. Fear caused, oh no, I guess I really can't do this. Interesting, he was just doing it, but when something came along and caused that oppression, that influence to rise up, he started going down. You're like, God, Peter, that was Jesus out there. Hey, you haven't even taken one step on the water. He was walking on the water.
Right.
Praise the Lord. Amen. What caused him to sink? It wasn't the wind. It was the fear.
Yeah.
Amen. It was the fear. The wind did not defeat Peter. It was the fear of the wind that defeated Peter. He looked at the circumstances and he gave into fear, and as a result, he had defeat. That's how it's all going to work. You start fearing you're not going to make it financially, you just stepped into the wrong place. You gave into the fear that you would not have enough, and then what's coming next? Defeat. Thank y'all for all those wonderful amens. Praise the Lord. Here's the key. Thanks be to God, who always causes us to triumph. Keep your eyes on Jesus by giving thanks. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that I'm prosperous. Thank you that I'm healed. Thank you that I'm not afraid. Thank you I'm not afraid to die. Thank you that I'll get to them. Thank you that I will carry out your will. I'll be able to do the next thing. Thank you that we will get this finished. Thank you that that's fixed. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. Thank you that I'm walked in here on two legs. I'm seeing with both eyes. I'm hearing with both ears.
Yep. Thank you, Jesus.
I came in a car that is decent. It has no baling wire holding one thing up on it. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. There's your word. There's your word for when words fight thoughts. You're going to lose. Or so-and-so hates you. Thanks be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that I win. Thank you that I always have enough. Thank you, Lord. Amen. How easy is that? Yet we get in there, you know, you're combing your hair or whatever and doing whatever you're doing. And you're like, See, that's just getting in that ungrateful thing. You're just listening to him. Stop listening to him. Just treat him like you used to treat God. You used to not listen to God. You used to just do whatever you wanted to do. Well, don't do what the devil wants you to do. Now you're doing what God wants you to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I don't love them. I hate them. No, you can do what God wants you to do. You might feel mad. You might be upset. Here's something good. I learned this from Mark Barkley. He said, when you do this, well, I don't like, but I can love. I'm not going with you to lunch. I don't like the restaurant you're going to. I'll go with you. I'll get a salad. Because I'm going for love. I actually go to the Fa house with these two over here sometimes. I don't like it, but I love them. You can, that's just so easy. Just get above, church. Get above. Get above. You're down here. Oh, I don't like it. No, I'm not going out like that. Get above it.
Yeah.
It's amazing if you just make that choice what good things can happen. Because if you're walking in love, you could end up being at the right place at the right time, even in the right restaurant.
Wow. That'll preach.
Amen. Praise the Lord. By the way, I did enjoy the Fire House for two reasons. Ronnie's parents. I love them. That Billy Don, he's amazing. So we keep our eyes on Jesus. We give thanks. and we praise him for what he's done. He abolished death by dying and rising.
Yeah.
He did both. Amen. So we don't remain at all under death's power. And even when we remain here long enough to go by the grave, let's say, you know, we're all kind of rapture happy right now. Not because we want to escape. We just feel like the time's coming.
Yeah.
You know, the way the world is and everything. And I, truth is, I'm not ready to go yet because I'm going to see this world change. I'm going to see people get saved and America be great and all these things again. And I believe we will. I believe the Great Awakening is here. Mm-hmm. But it, whether you go by the rapture or you go by the grave, you don't have to have any fear at all about death's power, because the grave just will not have any power over you. Ain't no grave gonna hold this body down. Amen. It's not going to. It's not going to. You're free.
Yeah.
When you leave, you're gonna go, whoo!
Yeah.
Glory to God. Amen. Well, I don't want to go. I still got to marry my boyfriend. Oh, honey. You and your boyfriend are going to have a really good time in heaven. You're not going to get there and go, I don't know anybody. You're not going to float around and we all look the same like Casper or something. You're going to be you. You're going to live in the neighborhood. You're stuck with me for eternity. Do y'all understand that? We're all going to be together. We're going to live in Victoryville. Yeah.
Victory Falls.
Me and Jesus, y'all come down to our rodeo.
Yeah.
We'll be there. Oh, Jesus is not going to have a rodeo. We'll see. Thank you, Will.
Yes.
Amen. I believe Mary Magdalene will be a barrel racer. Come on. Get on my side. Amen. Loretta Lynn will be out there going, come on, Mary!
Yeah.
Woo! She did it in 1 second. Because, you know, we'll be able to do stuff like that. Heaven is good. Oh, it's good. Praise the Lord. All right. So, if you have victory over fear, then you have victory over death. And if you have victory over fear, you will have victory over failure. Because fear is what failure comes from. A fear-free life is a failure-free life. You're going to win. You're going to win. Just no fear. Just get the fear out. Yeah, but isn't just a little fear good? No. No. Fear is evil. It's not good in any way. Respect is good. Respect the side of the cliff. Respect an elephant if it comes charging at you. Respect all things like that. But no fear. You'll have here's the big one. Fear of failure. I want to do this, but I'm afraid I will fail. Not me, I'm saying quotes. I'm afraid I will fail. If God told you to do it, he'll get you up in the morning and put you to bed at night. You can do it. Amen. And why do anything that God didn't tell you to do? There's no need to do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. 1 John 5:4 says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. We win.
We do.
Thank you, Jesus, for victory. Deb said on the way to town, I don't know where she got this. She's sitting over there, and she, you know, she's always singing and humming along this morning. She said, we're like Shania Twain. And I'm like, what? She said, no, I mean her name. Shania means
on our way.
Okay. So we're on our way. I thought, well, that's pretty good. We're like Shania, the name Shania.
Yeah.
But then in my mind, I said, the best thing about being a Christian is our authority to put the devil down. And that is the truth. We can put him down. Don't write me any letters if I got flat on that. I just did the best I could. I'm only like Shania. I can't sing or look like her. Praise the Lord. We declare she's saved, healed, and delivered in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. But isn't that the best thing? The best thing about being a Christian is that you have been authorized to put the devil under your feet. You've been authorized to say no to negative thoughts. You've been authorized to pray certain things over other people and see them get the victory. You've been authorized to prosper. You've been authorized to live long. And you've been authorized to give thanks, and it'll work for you. Amen. Favor, favor, favor. Thank you, Lord. The key to staying in victory is this. When the pressure comes, when the trouble, when the trials are bearing down on you, remember that Jesus has risen from the dead. He has risen from, that's the thing that you need to remember. Jesus rose from the dead. When the devil says you ain't gonna make it, you just say, hey, let me remind you of something. Jesus died and he came down to hell and he beat you up and he took all authority away from you. And he rose again, and I have risen with him.
Amen. Wow, that's good.
Remember Carmen, anybody? Y'all remember Carmen? Yeah, remember how he did the champion?
Yeah.
Those were cool days, weren't they? I loved him. He taught us a lot in all of his singing. But Jesus is the champion. He's our champion. We're more than conquerors. He's the conqueror, but we're more than conquerors because he won the money and gave it to us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is good. We have a victor living in us. Praise the Lord. He's our victory because he's in us and we're in him. Amen. So, you know, when the devil tells you there's no way out, you're not going to make it, you won't get your answer this time. How many times have you heard that from the enemy? It's not going to work this time. I just think it's going to pass. You just remember your anointed one. You remember your victorious one. You remember your victorious conqueror, risen from the dead, seated at the right hand of the Father. That's where he is right now, and that's where you are right now. You're seated at the right hand of the Father with authority. You're not some poor little Christian trying to make it and asking God if he'll bear what you're going through. Now, that's what religion did too when someone was sick. I don't know if y'all went to churches like this, but where I went to church, they said, you know, Jesus will help you bear this because the word said he bore our infirmities. That doesn't mean he wants to help you carry it along.
No.
That means he got rid of it.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. If there's any image the enemy hates, it's Jesus rising from the dead and stripping off all of his authority and openly displaying defeat. Praise God. He's defeated. In all of heaven, all of earth, and all of hell, Jesus reigns right now.
Wow.
Well, that's good, Pastor, but I sure wish we could see him reign. There's a lot of crazy people. Honey, don't be concerned about that. Continue to use your authority. Continue to pray for people. Continue to believe God. Yep. You don't get into any fear about what's going on with people. He's got you. Yes. You're dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. Yes. You're abiding under the shadow of the Almighty. Yes. I say of the Lord, he is our refuge. Yes. In him we trust. Yes. We're not going down. We're going over. The word of the Lord came to us this morning and it slipped out and I didn't even recognize it for a few seconds. But he said in 2024, we'll be like never before. We're going to have more and more.
Amen.
And I believe that.
Amen.
I believe it's going to get gooder and gooder.
Amen.
Well, you know, if you could say flabby and bellyache, I could say gooder and gooder, right? I'm going to have fun with that, Jordan Schaefer. That was good. My mother said bellyache. Anybody remember that?
Yeah.
Oh, see, y'all are going, yeah. I love that. My mother had just wonderful sayings. Did yours? Just thing, you know, interesting things like that. Praise the Lord. Well, we thank God. Listen, Jesus has risen from the dead. Get that etched in your heart. He rose from the dead. He's alive. He conquered death. He conquered death. so you don't have to death.
Right.
You don't have to. You just have to step out. You're just like taking a coat off. I'm going to tell you something, church. This horrific thing that happened in Israel. Two babies and people. I'm going to tell you something. Those babies were out of there. They were out of there. They were out of there. The Lord has made me to know that over and over with people. We had a friend of ours who was on a motorcycle, and his body ended up on the front of a car. He was gone. But the word of the Lord came and said, he was gone before he even felt the impact. And they said the same thing. Gloria Copeland's brother, Stanley, he sent a message from a lady who died for a few minutes and went to heaven. And she found Gloria and told her, I just want to tell you, that's somewhat the story. I don't remember the whole story right now. Said, tell Gloria I never felt a thing. So don't go there. Don't go there. I'm going to tell you something else that'll help you. You know, the little fawn that gets hit on the side of the road, or somebody's kitty, you know, which, you know, if you're raised on the farm like we are, that doesn't hurt you too much. But some people are sensitive about that. And so every once in a while, you're like, oh, the baby. The Lord told me what to do about that. He said, when you see that and it tries to strike you with a pain, do this. I give them to you, Lord. Just give them to the Lord. Yeah. You're like, well, I don't know if that's doctrinal or not. Oh, get over it. There's animals in heaven.
That's right.
I don't know what he does with every one of them. I can't say that every frog that was here is. Hope not, because Pharaoh's house is going to be busy. Oh, that's right. He's not there. Okay. No, he could be. He could be there. We're going to be surprised. We're going to be surprised. Church, Debfield got saved when someone was dealing drugs to her. You understand that? Hope that was okay to tell. That's her testimony. This guy was... This guy's selling her some pot or something. I don't know what it was. I didn't know her then. Yeah. So, this guy told her about Jesus. And it started changing her life. And then she ended up with some of our mamas in the Lord. And she got saved, healed, and delivered real quick and everything. But, I mean, so he was doing wrong, but God was still working. Now, listen, I don't advise that. That's just wrong for him to be doing, for him to... It's his business.
Right.
But she did hear.
Amen.
I mean, I've been with people back in my days when I lived at Cheers.
Yeah.
People would sit at the bar and go, I just love Jesus. You know, should they have been in that place? Absolutely not. But they still had something going. They were working. God's going to draw people from wherever.
Yeah.
He's going to draw people away from this God that a whole bunch of people are in this religion right now. He's going to draw them away from all that. They're going to find the true God. Jehovah's the true God. It's not Buddha. It's not Hindu stuff. It's not Allah. It's not Hare Krishna or any of those kind of things. It's Jesus. Jesus is. Jesus is God. Jesus is the Son of God, and Jehovah is his Father. Amen. That must have been for somebody. Praise the Lord. So you think about, just let it be etched in your heart that Jesus is risen from the dead. Yeah, but like, you know, I've had a past. Sounds like y'all have had a past. Honey, everybody in here's had a past. It's gone. Our lives are all different now. They're different now. And if you're sitting here today and you're going, well, my life's not quite different now. It will be. You know how you get different? The Word. The Word makes you different. There are very young Christians who don't know how to behave. But the Word changes them. The Word changes them. The Word changed us. Finding out that God was good changed me. I got saved, but I was happier in the pool hall because I just knew God loved me because every time I went to church, turn or burn! But then when I saw Brother Copeland on TV and he said God was good, I went, oh, I've been taught some lies. And when I found out he was good, I started being more like his nature. More of his nature kept coming through me, and I didn't want to do those things anymore. These people that are, I'll tell you, that's religion. Religion is when you're trying to get your victory. Religion is when you're trying to quit with your flesh. You can't quit with your flesh. That's just like Israel tried. That's why they got the Ten Commandments. They wanted to do it with their flesh. The grace of God is empowering you to do what's right. Do it right because it's right.
Amen.
Do we want to do right? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Why do we want to do right? Just so we can say we're holy? Well, we do want to be holy, but no, because there's an enemy out there. And he's legalistic. And he'll accuse you of everything and try to make you pay for it. But Jesus has already paid. So if you make a mistake, go to God. Don't run from God. Just go to God and say, Lord, I messed up. And he's not getting out of fellowship with you. You just get back in with him and go on. And don't pay for something for 6 weeks and 9 months and feel guilty about something. Cut that guilt out. Just go on. And I would advise you to do that for other people. Well, you saw how Sister So-and-so was acting in the church for 3 months. That selfish thing. And then, and you know, don't, you know, make her sit in a corner. Well, you don't know when she repented. That's right, Larry. He's preaching good. He said, mind your own business. The grace of God will empower you to do what's right. I think I'm sitting here, standing here with a bunch of people that have known that and experienced that. It's by grace, the power of God, that you've been able to walk like you've walked. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. All right. So, Jesus risen, etched on the inside of you. Thank God for it day and night. Thank you, Lord. You resurrected, so I'm resurrected. Thank God that I'm going to live forever. Thank God that my finances are resurrected. Thank God that my feelings are resurrected. That's a big one.
Yeah.
Let's go there. We got plenty of time, so let me just go there right here. I'm closing. Emotionally. When you're having trouble emotionally and you feel distressed or defeated or depressed or whatever it is that's going on with you, the best thing to do is to talk to yourself, to get the Word, and to ask the Holy Spirit to help your feelings to catch up with the truth.
Yeah.
If someone stabs you in the back, you're hurt. You're not just mad, you're hurt.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Spirit heals that.
Right.
If you'll let Him, He'll heal that.
Yes.
When people shut off to you, you live by faith. You do this. You love.
Yeah.
You love. You don't be this one. You may have to throw some words over the wall for a while.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know, what's the matter, honey?
Nothing.
No, well, you're not talking to me.
Nothing.
You know, that kind of stuff. Or long, I've been going through long periods of time where people shut me down for months. But what you do is you just look over. You just keep being you. Bubba. You just keep being you. You keep doing what you need to do. They'll come through. They'll come through. Finances will come through. You tell yourself, no, I'm not taking that. I'm not taking that lie. I'm prosperous. No, I'm not taking that lie. I love people, so people will love me. I'm accepted in the beloved. Somebody loves me. His name is Jesus. Pastor Roxanne loves me. Pastor Deb loves me. Joy loves me. You can go through a list. There are people that love you.
That's right.
We got two people that we love right here that loved us enough to stop by on their road trip right here. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We're so glad to see y'all.
Yeah.
Just made my day. Thank you, Jesus. You're going to have to talk to yourself. That's your part of the warfare. Jesus has already paid for it all. All you have to do is just go with his plan. Go with what he said.
Yeah.
Amen. That's all you have to do. He says you're accepted. He says you're loved.
That's right.
Yeah, but you don't know how so-and-so treats me. Well, then your job is to treat everyone else well. And your job is to just look above that. Get on your tiptoes. Look above that.
Amen.
Look above the insult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Just look above whatever is insulting you. Just look above that.
Right.
It doesn't matter. People have gotten in my face and said, you know, I used to not like you. Now, what would impress someone to do that? Right? I mean, why would anyone just walk up to you and say, you know, I used to not like you? I'm like, okay, I know what would impress them to do it. The devil.
Yeah.
It didn't bother me. I had to laugh. I laugh about it all the time when I think of it. But I do like you now. And like, you could have left that off. Or there's always this one. Man, you were so fat. Have you ever heard people say that to people? That hasn't happened to me recently. But people will say that. And they're like, look how trim you are. You were so fat. Now, what impresses them to do that? The devil. Man, you used to be an ornery thing. That's the devil. You're a preacher? I remember you back in the days when you act like Bonnie and Clyde. Now, what are you doing being a preacher? Jesus. Jesus changed my life. Jesus changed my world. Jesus. Y'all think I'm giving those about me, but I was really thinking about y'all when I said it. I'm playing. Thank God that Jesus is risen from the dead. Okay, Lord, I'm going to behave now. Thank you, Jesus. And that's when the gifts will start working. That's when the gifts of God will be established in your life. When you start looking above, when you start thanking God, when you don't take into account when someone does insult you, just don't do it. Just say, they don't know. Lord, forgive them. They don't know. Amen. I got into a bad habit for a couple of years, and when the waiter would take so long or mess everything up over and over again, you know, and it was just a big mess, I would say to Deb, well, that tip's turning into an offering. That's what I'd say that. And then the Lord said, don't be saying that. It's an offering anyway. You're blessing them. Amen. You paid for your meal. You really do need to pay them because they make $2.95 an hour. But I didn't realize that. I thought it was funny. It's really not funny. We don't need to say that. Be like Brother Copeland. He'll say, honey, are you okay today? Because they may just be so stressed out.
Yeah.
They may have something wrong at home. There's something going on with them. Maybe their boss is barking at them from the kitchen. We don't know. You've had those kind of days too, so praise the Lord. We can show some grace. Amen. So I'm back to tipping now. No, I've always tipped. I just want to have the right attitude about it. Amen. Praise the Lord. So the gifts of God will start flowing. The devil won't be able to talk you out of your inheritance with trials and tribulations.
Amen.
He will not talk you out of them. You will absolutely have your inheritance. And your inheritance means that part of it you're going to spend right here on this earth. So take it.
Yep.
Amen. You can have it. Keep in mind, Jesus Christ risen from the dead. But thanks be to God who always gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You receive this today? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we love you and we praise you. We thank you, Lord. Lord, we all came from somewhere doing something. But now we're here. Flowing and living with you.
Yeah.
We choose to do what's right. Do it right because it's right. And one of the right things to do is to say no to fear. So we say no to fear today. We draw a line in the sand today. And we say fear not. We say I will not fear. And if you agree with that, say it right now. I will not fear. Say it again. I will not fear. We say that in Jesus' name. If a lump or a bump or an ache or a pain, particularly those of you that are over 60, there's a tendency for the devil to try to hit you more with that. You say no in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I will not fear. Oh, no, it's the womb of God. So I think, no, 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 no. In Jesus' name, you don't have it. Praise the Lord. If you go and get a diagnosis, get a second opinion. Amen. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. The Word of God is your... And I'm not against doctors. I'm not saying that. So don't write any ugly letters or anything. If you need to go to the doctor, you go to the doctor. Mm-hmm. You know, some people get all snotty and sniffly and so much that they can't even hardly do their confessions. Well, take a Advil colon sinus and do your confessions and get rid of it all. Amen. You know, I don't think that, if you're that far down, do something to help yourself. It's not going to kill you. Mm-hmm. I know all you holy ones who only do. Takes it. What is it, Deb? Turmeric or whatever y'all take. What?
Ginger.
Yeah, y'all do all that. And then praise the Lord. God is good. Thank you, Jesus. Do what you need to do where God leads you. But no, Jesus is the healer. The doctors are practicing. Jesus doesn't practice. He heals. Amen. He heals. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just declare that you come out of fear. Those of you listening online, you come out of fear today in Jesus' name. You are fear free. So you're failure free. You don't have to fail. You don't have to lose every day. You don't have to make mistakes every day. You can go free of that. If you do make a mistake, you're still free because Jesus paid for it. Amen. Amen. We're not talking about greasy grace here. We're talking about the fact that grace has empowered you to do what's right and mercy has forgiven you when you need it. Praise the Lord for that. Thank you, Jesus. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye now. Praise the Lord. Well, back when you were flabby and had a bellyache, I'm not giving him a hard time. Y'all don't think that. I think it's great. Because people get it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Tick-tock, 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 tick-tock. Time's going. The time's going. Time's going. Sit down. Listen. I've got something specific for you. But you'll have to sit still to hear it. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So there's someone here with the fear of that you're losing your hair. The Lord said, no, no, you're not losing your hair. I mean, you know, if you're a bald man, that's cool. I'm talking about people that's, you know, it's going where it shouldn't go. In Jesus' name, there's somebody here. You get rid of that fear. You're keeping your hair. You're fine in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Somebody here, you've really struggled with rejection, particularly in the past 2 weeks. Go to God. God loves you. He loves you. He loves you. And just awaken that on the inside of you. You draw from others what you're putting out. And so if you shut down, people shut down. I'm telling you. People that say, you know, nobody talks to me. They're usually the ones over in the corner, not talking to people. Yeah. Amen. They usually don't stay for a minute in fellowship. They're just out the door. It's over. And they're like, well, nobody over there cares about me. Well, how many people did you visit with? What'd you do? Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You just, that rejection will absolutely just leave you. It'll just leave you. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The gifts and the callings of God are without repentance. And you have a call. And God is going to bring you fully into that call in your young age. And it is going to develop quickly, very quickly, very quickly. There's a summons for you to come up even now. You're a studier, you're a seeker, and God is going to provide you with every answer you need. This is your time. This is your place. You are a Timothy rising up now in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for the anointing on this young man. We thank you, Lord. He's given his life to you, and we thank you, Lord, that he will not fail. You will get him up in the morning and put him to bed at night, and he will accomplish everything. He will absolutely, absolutely go for the mark of the high calling. He will, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. God's about to be your GPS like never before. He's got you. He knows exactly what to do. Left turn, right turn, do this, do that, do that. Say this, say this. Look at this opportunity. Don't even go there. Do this, do that. You are not going to take the same trail. You're not going to take the same trail as many. You have your own trail, and it's going to be good. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Whatever divisive thing will try to come and has tried to come, the Lord puts an end to it today in Jesus' name. Anything that's tried to steal your joy or cause you any trouble, it's out in Jesus' name. You are loved and you are victorious, and God has you in his hands right now. Get ready to win on a higher level in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God uses you two to spread the joy all the time. And you get that earnestly because, you know. But there's more. There's more. There's more coming. And it's being poured out, and it will be poured out through the two of you. There is a new equipping coming in 2024 that you'll utilize, you'll use it, you'll grow in it. And it'll just be magnificent what God's going to do by his Spirit. The word is strong in you. You understand so much. You're a deep river already. And now you're going to pour it out on others in a new way, in a new way. There's something very new. Both of you together in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Someone right here. And I guess the Lord doesn't want me to say who it is, but the enemy uses second guessing all the time. You make up your mind, and then you start stuttering and backing up. And it's like as if you said hello, and then I would jump in and say, no, goodbye. It's just like that with you in your mind. I declare, whoever that is, today's the last day. The last day. You have the mind of Christ. You can think clearly. You know the result. You hear the voice of God. You listen to God. Once you know God's plan, you don't consult flesh and blood, church. You go with God's plan, what he's told you to do. Don't second guess it. The enemy's going to come along and say, no, you're not really supposed to do that. And you'll have to pull yourself back over on God's plan because the devil is a liar. So I don't know who that's for. Maybe several people here. But stay on God's plan. He's your anchor. Don't let go of that anchor. Don't let go of the first words that were told to you. If you knew it was God and you knew it was truth, go with that. If you don't, keep everything on the shelf until you know. And then when you know, you can move forward. Now, I will tell you this. Don't be this person. Church, and in fact, I'm going to tell everybody. Don't be this person. I know what I'm supposed to do, and none of y'all can tell me anything. The Bible says there's safety in the multitude of counsel. And so you got to know who to consult. And you get their wisdom. And you decide. You have help from people. Well, you get some help from people, and you know who not to listen to. You're smart. You know. Praise the Lord. Let's stand up. Glory to God. God is ready to make some huge deposits into you two. This is going to be your days and your time. The devil's tried his best to keep you out of what you're supposed to do, but it's over. You are going to shine, shine, shine. The favor of God is on your life. The blessing of God is on your life. Get ready for the best life ever. More and more in 2024. It'll never be the same again. Never be like before. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody in here is going to catch a really big fish this year. A really big client. A big client. Who are you? There you are. There they are. Take a picture, angels. Right there. All of these folks are going to catch a really big fish. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You got something?
No, I'm just excited.
Praise the Lord. Jesus has done everything. We just got to get in there and go. He's our vehicle, baby. He'll take you anywhere you want to go. Just go with him. Only Mac and I know what I'm singing. Praise the Lord. And Deb. Praise God. God is good. There's a lifting, a lifting, a lifting now. There's a lifting coming off of you. It's coming off of you in Jesus' name. Come off in Jesus' name now. Get off. No more oppression in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Danny, come here. Jesse. They're gonna stand right there and put their hands on you. In the name of Jesus, this is over. That's right. He will help you right now. Jesus' name. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Let it go, because it's leaving right now. All pain, all oppression, off in Jesus' name. Kimbraste boso kutanda nalmo shivre beketavri eketo. Salav rabakoton. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 God picked you out, so he meant it to be. He meant it to be. Thank you, Jesus. He called you out, so it's yours. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are free. You're free. You're free right now. Affliction shall not arise a second time. Jesus' name. God is good. Hallelujah. 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 Mata, Kim, and Deb, come up here. Bob and Barb, come up here. We're just about to go. I got to do one more thing. You can leave that. Just leave it. Just come up here. Just stand right here in front of me. Father, in the name of Jesus, for these right here, the caregivers. Susanna, you need to come up here. Yeah. Thank you for it, Lord. Father, for the caregivers, for all the phone calls, for all of the visits, for all of the errands, in the name of Jesus, we declare reward, blessing, and the... upgrade in their life. The up, I'm saying it like that on purpose. It's heavenly.
Yeah.
Upgrade. 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 In Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you. There's nobody behind you, so dig in there. Upgrade. Upgrade. The upgrade. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for these that make the phone calls, that reach out to the people over and over and over and over and over and over and over without stopping. We're so grateful. Praise the Lord. Church, give God some glory for these people right here. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I love and am grateful for all of you preachers, all of you teachers, all of you encouragers, all of everything you do. I love Mac's announcements. I love everybody on the team. I love everybody that works in the back. I love Jesse singing. I love you all. I love how Cherie and Jesse help around here. I could name off every one of you. I'm grateful for all of you, and I'm grateful for these caregivers. Amen. We could really learn a lot from people who care for people. We can. I mean, you know, I'm doing other stuff, and Deb, I got a call. I need to call Bill. I haven't called Bill yet. I need to call so-and-so. I think there's just been just a little space left from those Bonnie calls. So I just declare in the name of Jesus that God fills that space in Jesus' name. God does. The enemy doesn't. God does. And Mata, too. I know y'all miss her, but she's doing good.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah, that's where I always have to go.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. You got that care on you, too. Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. That compassion is on you, every. It's on you for people. You'll reach out to them. Thank you, Lord. In your life, you will, by the power of Jesus Christ, you'll raise the dead. You'll be on the scene. You'll be there on time, and they will live. In Jesus' name, thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. When you have your babies, you're going to be extremely ready. And they're going to really just grow up in such truth. It's going to be so wonderful for them because of the unity that you have with each other and how you will parent by staying in agreement with each other. You will do that. There won't be, well, mama said, well, daddy said, well, I'm going to, no, it'll be, y'all will be one unit. And your children will, if we tarry, will raise their children like that. But they're going to be a real blessing to the family of God. Your children are. Thank you for that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are y'all all right? I'm trying to go. I'm just trying to obey the Holy Spirit. Amen. 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 Ask the Lord for whatever new gear he's going to give it to you. I mean, just even fun stuff. Just ask him. He wants to give it to you. I really see that you are a person who, God takes pleasure in making you and allowing and getting with you to have fun. He's there with you, and hey, there's some very exciting times ahead for you, business wise and fun wise. Thank you for it, Lord. Your home is debt free. Your home is debt free in Jesus' name. You're wondering how could it ever happen? Yeah. I mean, it's going to be like overnight. Boom, going to be off the plate. Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. You can be debt-free.
Yes.
When you're debt-free, then you have enough of everything to give to every good work, because you just, you can go anywhere the Lord wants you to go when you're debt-free, because you don't have a covenant with the bank. You only have a covenant with God, and then you can just go where you want to go. When he says go to Houston, you can go to Houston. When he says go to Africa, you can go to Africa. When he says go to Israel, you can go to Israel. When he says go down across town, you can go. I'm going to say one more thing and I'll close, and we're still okay on the clock. In all of my life, God has always given me a job where I could go do what I needed to do for him.
Yes.
Before I did this,
yeah.
when I worked for the phone company, when I worked for other churches, when we had our own business, I always could be at the believers' convention. I could always travel. You can have a job like that too. If you want one, you can have one. If you don't care, if you want to be at the office with everybody, great. But I like to be able to be free. God just called me to be free to move about the earth. And you need to go, you need to go. Need to go hunting, you can go. You need to go to the beach, you can go. You're like, well, what does that have to do with the will of God? Everything. Everything. Recreation. Recreation. If you do it His way. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank You that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're